Tanner Reed, Caldwell County boys soccer coach, joins us. And Tanner, how are things going with soccer practices?
Things are going well now that we're able to kind of get back to all the stuff that we like doing, where we're actually able to scrimmage and defend each other, still practicing social distance in the appropriate moments, but now we're kind of getting back to some sense of normalcy. It's getting fun again.
Kind of proud of everybody, though, because kids kept showing up for practice and doing the conditioning work. A lot of times we didn't know for sure if we were ever going to have a season when everybody was doing that.
Right. I definitely had some kids, you know, step up, and whether that be through using my words or their own, motivate other people to come and kind of, you know, because I know kids want to work and make some more money and do stuff like that, but some of them kind of push their teammates to say, look, that's important, but this is important too, so you need to come when you can. And my numbers quickly rose.
You've had a year under your belt now. I thought you guys had a good season last year, and just about everybody back.
Oh, pretty much everybody back except for Josh Hagan. You know, we lose him in the goal, but every other player is someone that was on the team last year, and that's, I think, is going to be a big help to us. Completely different circumstance than when I was in here last year and just kind of thrown under the fire. I actually know who my team is now.
Well, and I think going into last season, it was a rebuilding season, and nobody was really sure how many wins you guys might get, but I thought that was a good year for that group.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it being my first year kind of at the reins, you know, I'm still learning a lot, and I was learning a lot then. I'm learning a lot. I'm going to be learning until I finish my career. But we were happy with the performance that we put out, and I haven't put a win tally on anything that we're going to do this year. I don't care how many games we win, but we're going to do our best to compete and give a game in every single game that we appear in.
Well, and last year you were kind of undermanned, I guess, because you're playing freshmen and sophomores, and especially against the good teams, well, they're running a bunch of seniors out there.
Yeah, specifically, you know, whenever we played Madisonville, just because I know their coach very well, they had 13 seniors. I was like, wow, that must be nice. whenever I was like, I've got 13 freshmen. But, yeah, we were undersized, but that's good things for them. It's like I was talking about earlier when Dennis has known me forever. We played growing up 2 years, sometimes 3 years ahead of our age group, and you just learn fast.
Yeah, that's a good way to learn.
It forces you to improve, because if you can't match them with speed and strength, you better learn how to play.
Todd, we went to some games last year, and some of his players, you fall in love with that team because they are so scrappy and giving everything they have, but they may give up at any position on defense. You had a kid that was probably giving up a foot in height and 60 pounds, and was still getting in there and battling like he was the same size.
Oh, if we're talking about Blake Lancaster on left back, I think he's going to be giving up a foot until he's a senior.
Yeah,
he's, even then.
But he's one of those players you were rooting for the whole game, and you started watching him more than you really did the ball at times, just to see what he would do and how tough he was going to be. But you basically took a JV team last year, got 5 wins out of it, and from the outside you open a paper up and look at that record and you say, oh, Caldwell's down. Well, they're building. I mean, you got this team, you've got a year under your belt. What are you expecting this year out of those kids?
I'm expecting those kids, especially now that they know what I'm looking for out of them, I'm expecting, you know, they're going to be held to a higher expectation than they were last year, because now it's not new to them. I expect, you know, my older kids to really kind of step up and lead the way, especially my juniors. I've got 2 juniors this year, and I really need them to be the voice of reason for the team and kind of lead us down the path that we're going to go. And it's kind of convenient. They're both going to be up top in wing positions, so they need to be doing things from the top and making things happen all year so that this team will follow them.
And the way you played last year, you didn't back down from anybody. You didn't use it as an excuse. And I could hear you talk to your players when I was doing a couple of games on the air, and then when we were there watching you. You could talk to the players and really kind of get on them, but I think you handled it well, knowing that some of them are pretty young and you didn't want to discourage them. You did a good job walking the line last year as far as balance on that.
I appreciate that, and it is tough to do because there are plenty of people that, you know, they would make that comment after a game, oh, well, don't worry about it, they're just freshmen. Well, I don't want to instill that in their head.
Right.
I want them to go out there and compete with, you know, everybody that they're going to play against. And now I think that they believe that they can. And now that belief is there, the sky's the limit to what they want to do.
And we looked at the schedule just a minute ago. It's a good thing you got the conditioning in. I think there's a week where you have a Saturday to Saturday. You're playing, what did Beth say, 6 games?
Yeah, there was one stretch where there were a bunch of games in a very short time.
Oh, yeah. I've made sure that our schedule abides by what KJSA says it has to abide by now. But, yeah, I mean, with this short turnaround and chopping the season virtually in half, we still get 14 games, and it seems like they're all jam-packed on top of each other. And there isn't a single game in there where I'm like, all right, guys, we can take a day off. Mm-hmm. I made sure our schedule was going to be tough this year and especially get tougher going in to the district and regional tournaments if they still happen. And I did that by design. So it's going to be a tough year.
As far as being the head coach for the first time here at Kaawha County, what were some of your initial impressions coming in of Tiger Sports and Kaawha County?
The biggest impression that was made on me was how welcome I was. You know, I was very intimidated coming into a place where I'm not from. I'm originally from Marshall. I knew a handful of people from Caldwell in my entire life. And from day one, whenever I stepped in, did my first interview on your Sports Edge at Black Patch, minus the clothing I was wearing.
Well, we'll let you go one time on a Duke shirt.
Minus my clothing choice. Everybody was very welcoming and, you know, very supportive of me from the get-go. And that's something I was really, really nervous about coming in. But I just, as soon as I took the reins, I felt like family.
Well, and I think you guys play a fun style to watch.
I mean, it should be. There's a reason that it's called the beautiful game, I think. You know, obviously my opinion's completely biased, but I think whenever you break it down, it is the most beautiful sport to watch whenever you watch the inner workings of what's going into things that these kids try to do at the age that they're trying to do it.
But you've got some good young kids on your team, so how soon do you think those guys will kind of gel? Is that the big question? Because you're still young this season. Mm-hmm. You were young last season, so...
I do think there's still definitely some figuring out. I've changed up formations a little bit, trying to figure out what's going to be best for us. Even moved some players around, trying to figure out what's going to be best for us. And I think I found it. It's going to come down to them trusting it and trusting, is this how I need to play the position instead of how I think I need to play the position. But we've got all the pieces to have a very good year. I'm very happy with several of my sophomores and the amount of improvement that I've seen. I mean, I had kids come back. I was like, wait, you were on my team last year? Just because they looked so different. And then having Corbin Nichols being our freshman goalkeeper, everywhere we go, whether we're at an indoor tournament or it's another coach, they say, I love your goalkeeper. He's technically sound. So I think he's going to be a big leader in the back, even as a freshman. So I think we're set up to do good things.
Can you tell on the team, though, that the attitude's starting to pick up a little bit just because you're getting closer and closer to that first game?
Oh, yeah. They're antsy. They're ready to play. We got jerseys this afternoon. They were excited to get their jerseys on and see a couple modifications that have been made to them. So they're definitely ready to hear that first whistle go and start playing.
Well, and certainly coming from Marshall County, you know, that's a good program there. How do you get Kaawha County up to the level of a Marshall County?
Really, I have to go back, and what's fortunate about Marshall is the coaches that trained me are pretty much all still there. That says something about their program. You know, I've been around Michael Boone and Andy Pagel, Donnie Heath, Don Walker, Brian Blevins, who's head of the Marshall County program now, and I'm not trying to leave anybody out. Those are just the first few names on my head. But whenever you've seen a program be successful for 10-plus years and the coaching staff stay consistent, and then the coaching staff after that to all be former graduates of that program, that just speaks volumes to what you have. And, you know, they've instilled a winning tradition there, and I talk about it whenever I was there a lot. But that is what we're going to build to here. I haven't talked about my JV team much, but I've got a bunch of middle schoolers that are raring to go for my JV team. I didn't have that last year. Last year, my varsity team, my JV team were basically the same, minus Josh. This year, you know, we're going to see some middle school kids take the field under the JV conditions, and they're going to start, they're going to play, they're going to be outsized like we were last year, but they're going to grow. And I believe that's where the program has to start. And then to back up where I have, you know, we've got great community support here. You know, you guys cover the sports like nobody else can. Rhett helps me very much. I've got a great assistant under Adam Ball. I mean, with a community and enough people that want to see these kids succeed, the program can only grow. It doesn't have a choice.
In the district, of course, Madisonville North Hopkins was so good last year. Lost a ton of seniors, though. Are you hoping to close that gap this season?
Definitely want to close the gap this season. They were heads and tails, just better than everybody that we had to play against last year. There was no doubt about it. They were well-coached, well-trained, and I told their coach after the game they had the best center midfielder in Jack Dodds that I'd ever seen. I'd never seen a player play the way that he did, and he was the best one I had seen. But they're still going to have, I believe I talked, they still return quite a few of their starting players. So it's still going to be a battle with whoever we play. But like I said before, whoever we play, we're looking to compete and make it a game.
I've been doing the boys' soccer previews for your SportsEdge.com, and the Hopkins County Central coach mentioned in the information he sent to me how every time Hopkins Central and Caldwell County plays, it's a tight game and goes to overtime or to shootout. And he's like, you know, we enjoy those close matches.
Oh, yeah. As fans, just fans of sports, that's what we want to see. I mean, you think about a World Cup match, even if your favorite team's in it, you kind of want to see it go to penalties just so it's the most dramatic thing possible instead of just a win.
How fun was that match here last year where you guys went to PKs?
I don't know if I was fun or stressed more, but it was a great time at the end of the day.
But eventually one of you guys has to kind of move up on Madisonville and get them, right? I mean,
That's the plan. I mean, I'm hoping it's this year.
Yeah.
But if not this year, then I'm looking at next year. We're just going to keep growing and doing what we can. Like I said, I'm not worried about what other teams are doing. I'm worried about what we're doing and what we're going to accomplish.